Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How is everybody?
Good. Well rested.
Are you well rested?
Yes.
How was your day yesterday?
It was great. I rode my indoor bike, the stationary bike. And then I cleaned my whole apartment yesterday.
I did.
Because I couldn't go outside because it just rained all day long. And then I watched a movie from way back when, and I like those old. It was 2007, so not that old. Catch and Release. Jennifer Gardner's
in it. Is it a fishing movie?
No, it's about actually someone who loses their fiance, and then she becomes friends with his friends and learns a lot about him that she probably didn't want to know.
Oh,
I know,
sweet.
But it's a really good movie. Really good movie. And yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day.
Josh, what'd you
do? Yeah.
It was one of those rainy days, too, for me. I did a lot of cleaning, which is funny that you say that, Katie, because I've been in this weird, not like a funk. It's not like a funk or depression or anything, but like, I have no want to clean my place at all. Like, I just stared at my mess for days.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take, you know, my clothes off at the end of the day or something and just leave them on the floor. And I'm like, I don't need to get them. I'm fine. It's fine. No one's here.
Yeah.
No one's coming over.
You and I talked about this yesterday. I'm in the same boat. I was feeling the same way.
I don't understand what it is. It's not like the weather's been cloudy up until yesterday or anything. I was in a weird, lazy mood. Where it's funny you'd say this, where I was with my friends the other day, and I was, like, eating dinner with them, and then right afterwards, up and cleaning and helping them do the dishes. Like, I will clean for other people.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I left my mess for days. And so I finally was like, okay, I got to get my butt in gear. Like, I got to do something.
This is not me.
It's not. But it was so weird because it was me for a few days and I could not explain it. Like, did you have any rhyme or reason, Katie,
for
you?
I know exactly what it was. It was Mother's Day, and I give myself a pass on Mother's Day or my birthday where I am not cleaning because it's a rule. And then I just kind of had that. I'd never let go of that feeling.
It's Mother's Week.
It's just like, I'm not cleaning anything. Who's going to tell me to clean? I live by myself.
See,
so
that's
I just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah, that
really
was my
did.
Reasoning, too. I don't think, Jeremy, you have the luxury
you don't.
Of that. Living
you
with a family.
You have to clean. Like, if something's dirty. Well, you have to set an example, too. Like, somebody will clean it because you're not living in a messy household, right? Because you have to set good examples for the children.
We try to, for sure. Yeah, we try to pick up stuff on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And we usually let things go until Nick Nack snaps.
Yeah.
And says very hateful, hurtful things to the family.
You know what? That's...
And then we've got to dive in and clean.
She's like, not only are you messy, but I can tell you're getting older.
We know when it's time to clean when Nicole gets red in her eyes and she snaps.
Okay.
And she calls me filthy things.
So you know what? Everybody lets it get to a certain point, huh? I feel good. I feel better about this. Like,
I do a little bit. I didn't know Jer's fam life is so sad.
Like,
but
yeah.
Blink twice, buddy.
Show me on this doll where your wife has hurt you.
Oh, you poor guy.
Point to the heart. Point to the heart and to the head.
Oh. She beats me.
She hits me on a daily basis. Okay, so listen, as we're all in here slurping down our coffee, this story out this morning says, is your daily coffee habit making you more tired? This is coming from a registered dietitian, who I'm sure is a ball of fun at parties, saying that people often use coffee like a Band-Aid instead of addressing the underlying lifestyle factors that might be making them feel more tired. So she's basically saying, don't use your morning coffee as that Band-Aid for the caffeine hit, because it will give you that quick boost of energy, but it's eventually going to wear off. And when it does, you're going to be more tired than you were before. So you should start asking yourself, why do I need this coffee so much?
I don't like.
Is it because I'm not sleeping enough or eating properly?
I feel judged.
I feel judged, too. Shut up, dietitian.
No, you don't
know
me.
You can go to hell.
For real.
But, you know, if you dig a little deeper, it might be right. Like, why are you having to drink the coffee so much? Maybe because I get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, and it's also just part of my morning ritual. I think even more so than it gives me caffeine and wakes me up. I don't even know if it does that anymore. It's just such an ingrained part of my day and multiple times because I get my coffee ready the night before. How
Same.
Funny. Last night, you know what kept me up last night? A dream that I forgot to get my coffee ready. And it just it was like a nightmare.
I'm the same way, though. I get the coffee ready. The water's in the pot. You know, everything's ready to go. I'll even get two cups out. One for me and one for Nick Nack. I will go ahead and put the sugar in each of them, too. I put a scoop of collagen powder in each one for us. So it is just, all I have to do is turn it on, come back in 10 minutes, and pour the coffee.
Pour it in there.
Pour it in there.
Same.
You guys are so cute.
So I, Josh.
But man, we rely on the caffeine though, especially with this job.
I mean, yes, there is a little. I need bit a little kick in the butt that wakes me up. But
yeah, and I do understand my lifestyle issues. I'm not maybe getting enough sleep.
Well, I am.
Yeah, you are. Actually,
I am getting enough sleep. Like, and
I'm a mess. You're fine.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
this pre-workout stuff I've been taking too, before I go to the gym. It's got like enough caffeine in it for like. You know, to feed a small village.
A bowl.
And you slam like a, you know, a glass of water with it before you go work out. And you're supposed to be like, Rah!
Does it do that for
it's
you?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. I've wanted to take it before the show before, but
you
I'm
should.
Like,
do it.
I don't know.
I know.
Here's my We're going to be playing like Baby Got Back. Back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Jeremy's all jacked up on pre-workout.